Over the past week, Syria's responses to the demonstrations in Beirut have been not quite linear. The Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, told Time magazine he would withdraw completely within months. Syria then backed off a clear timetable. Statements from Damascus were interpreted to mean that Syrian forces will shortly redeploy across the border into Syria. Then, phase one turned out to be a withdrawal to an area of Lebanon bordering Syria. Well, joining us to help read Syrian statements and behavior over Lebanon is Flint Leverett of the Brookings Institution's Saban Center for Middle East Policy. Mr. Leverett used to work on the National Security Council staff, and he's writing a book about Syria under Bashar al-Assad. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First, is there just a problem of translation from the Arabic here, or is there something in substance that's actually changing from day to day?
I think that there is something substantive going on. What you describe as the non-linear quality of Bashar's rhetoric about this issue, I interpret as Bashar being basically in a testing and in a bargaining mode. And I think what he's doing is he's putting out a relatively minimalist offer as an initial offer. He's going to be gauging the regional and international reaction to this. If he thinks that he's hived off enough other players from the United States that he really doesn't have to worry about action in the Security Council or other forms of a really severe international reaction, then that's as far as he needs to go. If, on the other hand, the Saudis, the Egyptians, the French, the Russians come back to him and say, you know, you're not giving us enough to work with here, he can still offer more. He could still offer to do more. He could offer a more comprehensive timetable. There are a variety of ways that he could move further from where he is now and not really be acting in a way that's inconsistent with the framework that he laid out.
Bashar al-Assad inherited the presidency of Syria when his father died. When his father, Hafez al-Assad, was president of Syria, everyone assumed he was in charge. He ran the place. Can we say as much of his son now? Is it clear that Bashar al-Assad is really running things and being the decision maker, or are others second-guessing, editing, correcting him?
There's no way that he has the same kind of uncontested authority that his father had during the last, let's say, 20 years of his father's presidency. But my reading is that Bashar really is, for the most part, setting the basic lines of policy in this situation. Now, there are other power centers, there are other players, there are other interests, and Bashar is someone who, by my interpretation, doesn't really want to confront these other power centers in a direct way when he's not sure what the payoff is to him for confronting these other power centers. I think that if he is able to get through this current mini-crisis over the Syrian position in Lebanon, he will have gone even further to consolidating his power, his position as the leader of Syria. If he can get through this situation, still preserve the basic features of Syrian hegemony, Syria's ability to protect its interests in Lebanon, that will certainly rebound to his favor. If, on the other hand, he blows it, makes a misstep, or is seen by other power centers in Syria as putting the regime's vital interests in Lebanon in jeopardy, you do have people who might want to make a play at that point.
I want you to give us some sense of how all this looks to people in Damascus, to people in power in Damascus. How vital are those vital Syrian interests in Lebanon?
They're pretty vital. I think the most important thing to keep in mind from a Syrian perspective is that what you absolutely don't want is a Lebanese government that is prepared to make a peace deal with Israel before Syria gets its own peace deal with Israel. If that happens, Syria becomes really very marginalized in the Arab-Israeli arena, really in the region as a whole. The real vital interest for Syria is that strategic issue of not letting Lebanon be separated from Syria, not have a Lebanon that makes a separate peace with Israel and becomes a platform for projecting American and Israeli influence in the region.
Flint Leverett, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Flint Leverett of the Brookings Institution's Saban Center for Middle East Policy spoke to us from Carefree, Arizona.